You got a name for that thing yet?
Which one? Hail Mary?
4th and 29.
Check down. Hey, diddle, diddle. Ray Rice up the middle. No, it's just my little saying. I mean, on that play, it was just total will, man. And once I made the first guy miss, when I cut back across the grain, I actually seen the defense had to flip their hips, and then I just kept eyeing the first down. Like, I looked and said, you know what, should I keep running to the sideline, or should I just keep trying to get upfield? And that's what I did. I just kept getting upfield, and, I mean, I left it in the hands of the officials. So, and I'm not going to say they owed us one, but I'm glad we came out on top right there. Yeah, after I looked at it, I looked like I clearly, my momentum was going forward. So, you know, it's not like I got twisted and, you know, I went the opposite way. My momentum was going forward. So, you know, I was just hoping for a good spot right there, and I knew I was right on it.
What is this victory overall, especially the nature of it?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. The first thing I'm going to say is it is hard to come out and play on the West Coast. It is the hardest thing to do for me as a professional. Because, you know, your whole time clock change and, you know, no matter how early you come out on Friday, you still have to work on getting adjusted. So did that play part in how we came out the first half? We don't know. But to come out the second half and play the kind of football that we were capable of playing, and that's not – everybody knows the San Diego Chargers. You know, we never judged them on their record. You know, that team can light up anybody on any given day. And I'm just glad, you know, we were able to come out on a, you know, winning end this time and play with number one effort and not let down and, you know, be able to push through even into overtime and play with a lot of effort. So, you know, that's just, kudos to the guys and the team, because it's the hardest thing to do as a professional to come out here on the West Coast, you know, and 6-hour plane ride and your body starts to drain and all that stuff. You get dehydrated on the plane. You know, all the different factors that play into coming out here, you know, were played against us and, you know, we came out on top. Well, we knew that they were going to play the sticks. And, you know, I'm always expecting to get the ball on the pass play. You know, anytime Joe's in trouble, I got to be a safety outlet. And that's what it was. You know, it was just a simple call. And there's not too many calls you can call on that play. You know, but, you know, if they drop in max coverage, you know, I guess they figure if you drop it down to the guy, then they can rally and make the tackle, game over. You know, and, you know, I guess when you got to put me in the equation, I guess it's not that easy. Well, you know what? I've been around a bunch of teams and, you know, my college, high school, and but this team, not one guy said anything about, you know what, good game, fellas, it's over. There was not one chirp about that, and that showed a lot about our guys. We firmly believed we was going to get that first down no matter what. And, you know, because you could sit down and be on the opposite end of it. You know, they got you last year. They had us pinned deep, and you know, you're trying to battle in the game, and you can sense when you feel like they took the life out of you. But not this team. You know, this team, you know, we got a will to win, and it's not pretty, but you know what? To sit at 9-2 and, you know, almost, you know, taking threshold of the division really feels good.
Hey, Ray, watch you. If you need Ray, walk back. Harvest coming in.